Everyone has a story to tell, be it sweet, be it weird, be it scary. Welcome to Listener Tales by Through the Abyss Podcast.
What's up, pod people? This is Through the Abyss Podcast. I am your co-host, Ben.
And I'm your co-host, Mandy.
And today we will be talking to our special guest, Daisy, who will tell us a story that has occurred in her life. And you're just going to have to hear it to believe it. So if you're ready, Daisy, and thank you for coming, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you for working with my schedule. I appreciate it.
It's all good. We appreciate you. And if you're ready, we're just going to give you the floor. And if we have questions, we'll let you know.
Okay. I've never really talked about this before, but like, I guess it started on a night I was at a friend's house and we were watching The Craft because I'm that old.
Oh, I love that movie.
We're right there with you, girl. Us too.
Yeah. One of the best movies.
And like, she's like, hey, I have this Ouija board. And we were both 14 at the time. So I had no idea how to like protect myself or anything like that. So we played with this Ouija board and at first it didn't work. And then weird things started happening. Like I remember a candle fell down. Like we had a candle right by it and it fell over. Like that wasn't good. That right off.
Was it like in the movies where like it caught things on fire or did it pretty much put itself out?
No, we had to stop. It was like one of those little tea light candles and it was right.
Okay.
We were on the floor with it and it was a tea light candle and it just kind of knocked itself over, which weird. I thought was weird.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, given their size and shape, that had to have a little force to it. Yeah.
So that happened. And then she told me about this spirit that was in love with her. I remember the name, but I don't want to say it because it just the feeling, just the story itself creeps me out. I don't want to say it. So she told me he's in love with her and follows her around and stuff and like talks to her through this Ouija board. And I'm like, okay. So it said that I was a stupid angel and that she was already dead.
How long has she been playing with this before you actually did it with her?
It took a while. I'd say we were trying it. It was all on the same night. So at first it wasn't doing anything. And then it was talking a lot. But
so
then
this was like the first time she had done it when you'd contacted the spirit together then.
I think she had been talking to it by herself before that.
How long was she talking to it? Like years, months?
I honestly have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like she made this Ouija board herself. I don't know why.
What'd she make it out of?
Cardboard. It was like
cardboard? Okay.
Wow. Okay.
She made it out of cardboard and just decided to talk and see what was out there, but we didn't do any like protective anything. I didn't know how to break contact. And she apparently didn't either because we talked to this thing for a while and then we went to sleep and then I went home the next day. And then when she came to my house, I asked her to make me a Ouija board because I was like intrigued by it, which I realize now was a mistake. And whatever it was, like hopped into my mirror. And that's when the crazy shit started. It was like, first, it was weird things that would just come over me, but I just kind of ignored it. But then I would hear voices in my head that weren't nice. And then I would like black out and my friends would tell me that I like hurt them. I do remember once like being mean to my dog, which I hate doing stuff like that. So it was like I could watch myself doing these things. I could hear voices like telling me weird things and This one time I was walking to school, the school bus stop, and I heard somebody come up behind me and say, bitch, really loud in my ear, and then like run away. And I was like completely by myself. And then my friends would have these weird dreams. One of them was having nightmares. And in every single night she was having these nightmares. And like in every nightmare, all of us would die. So she was basically watching all of us die.
Was this the friend that you had done the Ouija board with? It was a different friend. Okay.
Yeah, it was a group of friends that I had. It was two twins and then another friend of ours. And we were all having these weird dreams. We would wake up with like, one of my friends woke up with a bruise on her hand. She didn't know how it got there. Another friend was like seeing things. I was hearing things. My mom came in my room and I was like setting fire to paper and just tossing it on the ground. It was like I could watch myself do it, but I couldn't stop myself from doing it.
You weren't in control of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Were these friends that were all having the dreams, had they been to that girl's house ever? I'm just wondering, like, it feels like, the reason I'm asking, it feels like a poltergeist or haunting type of situation. So I'm just wondering, I don't know, Mandy, do you have any ideas on how that could happen?
Honestly, it feels more like oppression.
Yeah.
Not like full-blown possession. But I mean, you know, negative entities can affect other people's dreams.
And go from one person to another. So the
yeah, and it doesn't have to be, you know.
We were close to each other. Yeah.
So yeah. You're right. Yeah. If you're close, you know.
I think it was just screwing with all of us.
Yeah.
Like he knew who my friends were basically and who I was closest to and was screwing with us. I think that's what was happening.
Well, Ben, that's kind of exactly what happened with us and the private investigation we did a few years ago. It's the same thing. Sure. It messed with all of us at once.
This went on for what felt like a lifetime. I'm sure it wasn't, but when you're 14, everything feels like a lifetime. And then one night I was in church and I was with the friend that all this started with. I brought her to church with me and my parents. And I remember saying to God at the time, if I promise to never touch a Ouija board again in my life, if you just take this thing away from me. And then at that moment, I sat down next to my friend and she looked at me and she said, I hate you. And then she was like, I don't know why I said that.
Okay.
Sorry, this part's crazy. So it's like, okay. So after all of that happened, we dropped her off at home. And then as we were driving back, because my friends all agreed that it had to end because shit was crazy. We were having dreams. It was getting worse. I had stopped eating. I didn't recognize myself when I looked in the mirror. And I felt like someone was not only watching me, but was like here. Like even if I tried to take a bath, if I closed my eyes, I didn't feel safe. If that makes any sense, I don't know if it does, but it's like, I felt like someone was going to like dunk my head under the water and it just felt angry, like pissed off, mad, in your face, screaming at you. And I'm like, this has to stop. I have to have it stop. This is driving me crazy. And my dad was driving home and I'm like, you're leaving. Sure enough, his tire blew. And it took us like an extra hour to get home that should have taken 20 minutes because he was trying to change a tire and then he couldn't do it. So he tried to like go to an auto place to get it done. And they couldn't take the tire off to fix it either. And then they didn't know how it blew. And then we finally made it home. And then everything from there was just, we heard sirens. My mom didn't hear any sirens. And then a couple of the girls stayed. I don't know why we did this. I don't know why. But my mom did an exorcism. And then we tried to do one. We stood in my room in front of my mirror holding hands. And we said the Lord's Prayer. And we were almost finished. And one of my friends was telling us, please don't finish it. Because she could hear it. And she was scared of it. So we never finished it. But then my mom did another exorcism. And then my dad found, the next morning, my dad found the Ouija board. And of course, got mad at me. And I, like, we live right by a creek. And I just kind of threw it. Like, folded it in half and then I threw it. Which, growing up now, I'm like, that's the stupidest thing I could have done. But after that, after the two exorcisms that my mom did and getting rid of the Ouija board, whatever was there wasn't there anymore. And we could feel it. Well, not feel it anymore. So it was like oppressive. And then it was, he was just gone.
Let's talk about these exorcisms. What exactly did your mom do?
I'm not sure because we weren't there. We were at my friend's house. They lived in the neighborhood, but a couple blocks away. So we were walking. And then my mom had done one while we were walking. And then she just says like a prayer. She gets oil and she says a prayer. I'm not sure what she says, but she like makes a sign of the cross over all the doors. And then she does the front door last.
So like a cleansing ritual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Typically, I was going to ask about as well, because like exorcisms are very specific prayers,
and usually
so I was kind of wondering, and usually Catholic it would be a priest, centered. Right? Right. So it's like I'm just wondering how she knew how to do it, right? That was if you guys were 14, right? That would be like, well, sort of pre-internet, right? So it's like we can Google anything now. We could all go do an exorcism today, but it would have been a lot harder back then, for sure.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a cleansing ritual, which is, in my opinion, more effective. But I mean, I've never had to deal with anybody technically possessed before. So, but the exorcisms are like, typically, you're there in the room and they're, you know, praying specifically over you, talking to whatever the hell's inside you. But yeah, I'm glad she did that cleansing ritual. That was really smart, a very smart thing for her to do. And you said that afterwards, I mean, the energy just shifted and you didn't feel like there was any kind of a presence hanging around any longer?
No, I feel like what my mom did, like, banished him and he couldn't get in the house anymore because I haven't felt it. I haven't felt that energy since.
Wow, that's great. And how about your friends? Did the nightmares and everything stop?
Yeah, but they did not want to talk about it. Like, after it was over, they just did not, like, one of them tried writing a story about it and then the other one just stopped talking about it completely. And we kind of stopped being friends, not after that, but like we stopped being friends with each other. So I have no idea if it still affects them now. I have no idea.
Crazy. And the other friend that introduced you to the Ouija board, I'm assuming she stopped playing with one.
I'm guessing, but I don't know. Like, I wouldn't.
That's very crazy. I'm sorry you had to go through that, but I'm glad it had a happy ending. And, you know, you know better than to pull that stuff up now, huh?
Yeah.
I know you have to protect yourself. I know when you're done talking, you're supposed to, like, do a thing. Like, I'm not even sure what you're supposed to see. I don't even know. But I know that if I don't know that, then I have no business touching it.
Yeah.
Like, say goodbye or, like, flip it over. I don't know.
Honestly, everybody has who truly knows how to use them. It's actually a very controversial subject in the paranormal community. A lot of people won't use them because they think it's too easy to open a door and bring things through. I'm the only person on my paranormal team that will use one, but I know how to protect myself and how to make sure nothing bad comes from it. But yeah, it's a very controversial subject. Everybody has their own ritual of how to end a session and, you know, their own way of protecting themselves and their spaces. Some people find out the hard way that it's not just a toy. That's for sure. Yeah.
Like, oh, this is fun. Yeah. No, it isn't.
It can be if you know what you're doing. But I mean, again, you know, even with those things, you never know who you're really talking to. So you kind of just have to be aware of that fact.
One of my friends did say that whoever it was tied to the land. So it could have been like in the area where I am, or like the whole entire county area. Like, I have no idea, but probably why it could screw with all of us was that it was not tied to any one place.
Yeah. That's a different possibility. That's very creepy.
And that is very similar to that house case.
God, very much so, isn't it?
Stuff going on, right?
Yeah, Ben, we're going to have to chat about this here in just a few minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Daisy, I really appreciate you coming on and telling your story. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't easy. I know you had a little bit of a hard problem with it for a minute or two, but we really appreciate that. And, yeah, you know, I hope people can take that as a, you know, a cautionary tale of some toys aren't really toys, and you need to know what you're doing before you really tap into the spiritual side of things.
Yeah, and The Craft is a great movie, but that doesn't mean all the kids should go out playing with things, right?
If anything, that is a cautionary tale. It's like, look what can happen when you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what we were doing, and look what happened.
Yeah. Honestly, though, you guys were very lucky that it didn't get a lot worse than what it was. Very, very lucky.
I feel like if nothing had been done for it, then it would have gotten worse. Because I feel like it was an infestation of something, but it could have easily turned into a possession, easily. But I've always heard weird things happen to me, so... And I'm lucky that my mom would believe me. Like, she didn't always see what I was seeing, but like I said, we live by a creek. It's water. It's a portal. So like all the houses have weird, you grow up here, you have weird stories about things that happen. So she believed me when I told her what was happening.
Great. It definitely helps.
Yeah.
Well, Daisy, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing our story. Much. And yeah, Ben and I are going to have a little chat about this because it mirrors one of our experiences a little bit too much. But thank you so much for coming on. And we'll let you know when this is. It's probably going to be, I believe, the first Saturday in December on our podcast. But again, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on and telling your story. That was wonderful. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good night, hon. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye.
Bye. I'm just having flashbacks of the Devil House and how freaking crazy similar, was it? I mean, literally that on my Facebook memories, that's the one that had to pop up. And then we hear this.
Yeah. What did Barbie say? I can't remember what she called it. I don't know if
it's an elemental.
An elemental, right? Like, and that's exactly what this is. This is a of the land elemental.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about something I never thought of before, but when Daisy just said that water is a portal, so all the people by the river are experiencing weird stuff, Bobby Mackey's.
I don't know if water's necessarily a portal. It just, I think it allows energy to come through. Because I mean, some people believe that spirits can't cross water. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But I think water definitely acts as an energizer.
And also, just the whole elemental itself would explain why all of her neighbors are experiencing things.
Yeah, and you know, something tied to the land, definitely. I mean, that's God. If I had dreams about that house tonight,
please no.
Oh my God.
when my mind left that house, and I don't mean like that day because it bothered me for a while, but when my mind finally decided to let go of that experience, it let go. I'm not trying to get it back.
Right. I mean, I'm tripping balls going back to that, the whole months on end that we went there. And because, I mean, that's exactly what happened to the people.
Right. Oh yeah. They were doing Ouija boards and
conjuring
other things, right? They were doing seances. I mean, if there's already a spirit there,
and there were
especially
multiple.
It seems like these elementals, they jump on that opportunity for that door to be open. And they don't let go.
Oh, God, no. And that, it just affects everybody.
Yeah. So whatever mom did was apparently powerful, because that family, nobody has been able to help, to our knowledge, correct?
Well, yeah, but the problem is that they continue to do what
the
they
door
do.
Keeps being reopened.
Yeah, so there, I mean, we could have cleansed it all we wanted to, and it wouldn't have helped anything, because they would continue to do that.
Where if Daisy had kept using the Ouija board,
it would have continued,
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, her mom might have been able to keep it at bay for a little bit, but once she played it again, boom, it's right back where it was. Oh, Lord. All right, Ben, that was an interview that makes me want to crawl under my covers and pray, I guess.
Yes.
I'm really kind of creeped out now. Yes. So we're going to end right here. Sorry, it's a little bit shorter episode, but this kind of threw us for a little bit of a loop. We weren't really expecting
parallel.
So that's going to be it for us tonight. Thank you guys so much. Please remember to like and subscribe and give us 5 stars and all that fun stuff, because it really does help us. We greatly appreciate you guys, and we will see you next time.
Peace out.
As I was editing this episode, it sounded like I caught an EVP towards the very end of a female laughing. The first clip is unedited. The second clip is with me having it amplified a little bit. Thank you for tuning in to Listener Tales by Through the Abyss podcast. Allow me to leave you with this quote from Aaron Morgenstern. You may tell a tale that takes up residence in someone's soul, becomes their blood and self and purpose. That tale will move them and drive them, and who knows what they might do because of it, because of your words. That is your role. That is your gift.